look forward to this presentation every year. You know, we didn't get some things right, but obviously some things are happening in our community. We can also celebrate. Congratulations to Allied for the design of the newest building, and which is two blocks from where I live. So I look forward to seeing it when it's completed. Thank you all for your work and your service and the testimony and the presentation. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I'm going to continue to there's a lot of issues going on here. The panel raised some really interesting and provocative questions. In some cases, you've offered some really good ideas where I think we're in alignment and we should be fighting together. You mentioned, for example, the Historic Preservation Tax Credit. That is on our legislative agenda. It's been on our legislative agenda for some time. And rather than simply passively putting it on the agenda, I think there is an opportunity for us to work with our state legislators when we have them here for our annual legislative breakfast. And I am confident my colleagues and I will like to seek a commitment from our legislative leadership and our legislative representatives, because I heard some degree of unanimity in that regard. I'm also going to put out a request for help. And here's how it's shaped. I hear as mayor about very specific issues overwhelmingly. It will not surprise anybody in this room. I hear a lot about housing affordability and access to housing in this community and making sure that we are a real community where people who are in the arts or the culture or the makerspace or teachers or firefighters or whatever else have access to housing. I've taken a principled stand with regard to height and density within the urban renewal, within the urban growth boundary, because we've chosen to have an urban growth boundary. And people from all over the country, you know, we just had a delegation from Denver here saying, how do we replicate that and what are the trade-offs? And I was sure to tell them that one of the trade-offs is if you create any scenario whereby you are protecting wilderness and natural lands outside the boundary, you are therefore accepting a commitment to increased height and density inside that boundary. And I'm going to continue to be on that side of the equation. I want us to be able to be an accessible, affordable community. I want us to continue to support height and density where that height and density is appropriate. And that means some very tough and politically unpopular stands around residential infill, around density, around height. But you are our check and balance against reckless infill or reckless use or appropriation of height and density. But I just want to reiterate that there are real trade-offs there. There are no right answers or wrong answers. Really, we each have to come to that conclusion on our own. And you're there as sort of a check and a balance and a rational community-based response to what it is we're trying to do. And I want to continue to use you in that regard. You may not always agree with me. At the end of the day, we may not be on the same side of an aye or an a vote. But I want you to know I continue to respect your experience and your approach to these issues. A lot of talk about budgets. I try not to commit to anything in advance of the budget process because we are going to have way more budget asks than we'll actually be able to deliver on. But I want to reflect on something I heard both Commissioners Fish and Fritz say, which is this has been a very credible ask repeatedly made over a long period of time. And I think at a minimum, today I can sit here and say, I think we need to commit to what this looks like going forward. I didn't hear a specific ask. I think I heard 89,000, then I heard 89,000 annually. I really want to see the proposal before I commit to anything, and I want to kick the tires hard, and I want to have some feedback from you as well. I mean, maybe the ask isn't the final ask. Maybe there's something else that we should be looking at with a little more depth or maybe a little more breadth or maybe some different partners in the room. I'm open. Let's have that conversation. So that was already more long-winded than I wanted. Thank you. I vote aye. The report's adopted. Thanks again for your volunteer leadership and support. We are adjourned. Did you want to meet?
I'm not answering.
Yeah. I have to go to a meeting. I'm sorry. Yeah.